Last week, the movie Rampage, starring The Rock, was number one at the box office. The movie had a big Chicago presence as the radioactive gorilla, wolf, and alligator. Was it alligator?
Yes.
Tore the part downtown Chicago. The film was based on the video game of the same name, a cult classic that has much love and respect from gamers and a huge favorite back in the day, the arcade. So leave it up to Fat Tiger, the streetwear design and fashion group, to commemorate the film and the game with a new fashion line of t-shirts and hoodies. Fat Tiger is located in the Westtown neighborhood, but it's way more than a brick-and-mortar store. The brand has quickly become one of the go-to places for hip-hop style and streetwear, and it continues to grow, as evidenced with this crossover with a huge Hollywood studio. Fat Tiger is much more than fashion. They are a fashion industry unto themselves, even offering up workshops for young designers who want to figure out how to get into this business. Fat Tiger's four partners are in studio tonight: Vic Lloyd, Des Money, King Rello, and Joe Fresh Goods. Guys, I can't thank you enough for coming on the download tonight. Great to meet you guys.
Thank you.
So let's get right into it. We don't have a lot of time, but I mean, how does something like a deal with Rampage come together for a small boutique in the city of Chicago? How does the Rampage X commemorative line happen?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we are a smaller company, but we are like a true independent power. So if you come into Chicago now, and I think a lot of people are just discovering it, a lot of newer people are discovering it. If you're coming to Chicago now and you need to touch the people, reach the culture, or anything like that, I mean, Fat Tiger is like your number one place to go to.
Yeah,
because,
right.
You know, we're like real people that come from Chicago, come from where everybody come from, raised here and all of that. So if you really want to reach the people of Chicago, come to us.
So they're coming to you. Hollywood's coming to you to say, we want to put something together that's going to speak to the hip-hop community in Chicago, around the world, whatever it might be. And they're like, well, we got to get Fat Tiger involved.
Yeah, I think we're really authentic right now. Right now we're living in a place in town where, you know, I think big corporate working with big stores are kind of like out, and then working with like a lot of indie mom and pop shops, because we actually impact the kids and actually touching the culture. So just like, you know, it's a good partnership. You know, we really are, like Terrell said, we like really Chicago. So it's like we reached a point now where when you come in town, you got to stop by a shop.
Yeah, no, I told the story earlier in the show. I drove by your shop, and there goes Evan Turner walking out with his hands full.
Yeah, he loves us.
So that'd be a star, you know? But yeah, I mean, it's amazing when you see it, but it's not surprising. I mean, with the success that you've had over the last couple of years, working with all sorts of not just big Hollywood studios, but hip-hop artists and people who come through town, it's not surprising to see Fat Tiger associated with this.
I think a major key in our success is that we've been here. For all the growth of Chicago, we've been implanted in that. It's not like we came on and we grafted on to somebody that was coming up. Our story is everybody's story in Chicago,
right.
Of success from the beginning. Just the grind. Like, we didn't happen overnight. You know, it's been a journey for us, too.
You know, I love this because hip-hop culture, and a lot of people who may not be familiar, and I've learned enough from having artists like yourself in, you know, is not just music. It's going to be art. It's going to be fashion. A lot of it put together, it's what makes the culture. Do you think that, I mean, as you just mentioned, you came up, and you mentioned as well, Joe, you're authentic. Do you think that it's as much of you guys working together as the hip-hop community in Chicago becomes more worldwide? I mean, we're seeing what happened with the drill scene in Chicago, but also Chance and everything that's happening right now, that it's just inevitable that the other parts of hip-hop culture are also going to be worldwide because of the symbiotic relationship between all the things I mentioned?
Yeah, I think that naturally success meets success. We were there with Chance when he had his first show. So, of course, that now he's one of the biggest artists in the world. It's like, sure, those successes kind of marry each other. And not we do the biggest store in the world, but that's what our goal is. Mm-hmm. But still to stay true to our Chicago roots, like, you know, and not leave Chicago.
Right.
Not abandon where we came from. You know, I think that that's what people identify and lock in with us with.
Yeah, I think the other thing, too, is, you know, I know you mentioned hip-hop a lot, you know, and I think one big feature with that is just being DIY, you know what I mean? And that's, like, one feature that's, like, super unique about us, you know?
Yeah, right.
A lot of times we call ourselves, like, blue-collar streetwear, you know what I mean? Just because, like, we are, like, we do everything for ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know. When it comes to production, we deal, you know, with the, we do it domestically, you know what I'm saying? We design on our own. So it's like, you know, we do it ourselves, and people respect it a lot more when they, you know, when they can touch
it's
and
unique.
Talk to the, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it is. It's amazing because the for all the things you talk about, and the second half I want to talk about the workshops as well, there is something to be said of that uniqueness and as you mentioned, the authentic portion of fashion. That is a big part of the recipe that makes a successful shop.
And I think a lot of people don't truly understand what it means to be a independent business. Like, we're not... Because it's a lot of small businesses, but we are a truly independent business where we don't answer to investors or this or that. It's like we come to the table with our ideas fund our dreams, and we take off like that. That gives us a different type of power. That gives us a different type of freedom when it comes to making decisions, creating stuff, and doing this. One of the biggest things or takeaways from... You know, me and Joe grew up together. We all came up, but me and Joe, we've known each other the longest. So, you know, Joe pushes the thing to have people lined up outside of the store because they've bought into, like, you know, what we do. Like, we don't sell Nikes or Jordans. Like, we sell, you know, Fat Tiger stuff.
Right.
Stuff to only get here. So it's crazy to say, yo, these kids are lining up for us.
Well, what's the challenge in that? I mean, for people listening right now, I think everyone would say, yeah, but to be DIY, to be independent and not have that association with the brands and not have investors who can fill the gaps when you need to. Talk about the challenges of being completely independent.
Yeah, so we're living in a time, I've been reading a lot of articles lately about the micro-influencer. And, you know, like Vic said, we've been in Chicago culture for a long time now, so people saw a rise. It's not like a store that just came out of nowhere.
Right.
People watched us work at other stores and, you know, do our own thing, get let go. You know, it's been like a journey. So, you know, we like to tell stories through clothes. We don't just like to put anything out and just have it on shelves. So every time we release a product or work with a company, we're working with a lot of big companies that we get to, you know, have things our way because we, you know, have a lot of proven success right now. So, you know, it's just one of those things where, and people like kind of supporting the underdogs, like going back into what Terrell say, we don't have investors. It's nothing. Everything that we've seen that's like with our store, we kind of organically got. This is our third store in 4 years.
Wow.
And that's not because it's been bad for us. We keep growing, outgrowing the store really fast.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about what it means to grow for Fat Tiger. And then I also want to talk about the workshops because there's something great about understanding the fashion industry. I don't understand it. And, you know, I'm on the end and I feel like I try to be intelligent about it and read up, but I don't understand it. And to be in a position where you guys can take the experiences you have in that field and also in this and being DIY, that's got to be huge for people who sign up. So in studio tonight, Vic Lloyd, Des Money, King Rello, and Joe Fresh Goods, they are the partners behind Fat Tiger, who just came out with the Rampage X commemorative line for the movie, of course, that's out in theaters now. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, continue the conversation. Stay with us. This is Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. In studio with me, the four partners behind Fat Tiger, Vic Lloyd, Des Money, King Rello, and Joe Fresh Goods. They, of course, Fat Tiger, one of the biggest independent fashion leaders in the city of Chicago. Their store right now is at Elston in Milwaukee, that's where I saw the line out the door and Evan Turner and the whole bit. Tell that story for 6 months. we're talking about, they're in studio tonight to talk about their business, but also because they had amazing collaboration with Warner Brothers and the movie Rampage to put together a clothing line, which is getting a lot of buzz and a lot of great stuff. It's just amazing that a boutique in Chicago can have such influence, and major motion pictures and blockbusters are coming to you guys to do the clothing that goes along with it, finally. The workshops, I want to ask about that, because what I love about it when I was reading on the website about taking workshops and the idea that you could tell people how the fashion industry works. How have you guys learned about this stuff? You know, I talk about where you guys come from and what brings you to the arena of fashion.
it's hard. It's like, you know, I learn from somebody, and then some of the guys, they learn from me, and then they taught people. It's kind of like it's like an apprenticeship almost. It's like, you know, we learn from other people and we learn from each other. And the thing is we know a lot, but we still learning. So I think that's a huge thing and that's what we try to give back in the workshops, is all the mistakes that we learned over the years, you know, through working at another store to having our own business, we want to be able to give those, you know, knowledge to up and comers that are coming into business, you know.
How do you guys, I mean, I love it because obviously you guys are trendsetters. And when you talk about the fashion industry, that's a big part of the vague area of what makes great fashion industry people is they're able to be on trend, they understand what's happening. How do you guys do that? What is it about your are you leading with your sensibility and what you know is cool, or is there training that goes into it? What is it that makes you guys trendsetters in the fashion industry?
I think we just pick up and go. You know, when it comes to trends and what's happening right now in fashion, I think for so long, and I think that's a part of being from Chicago, we just trust what we do and how we grew up. And a lot of stuff that we do and a lot of our personal references of clothes come from, like, you know, our different parts of the city that we grew up in. So I think it comes natural. I think, you know, clothes kind of put us all together, you know. It's a sensibility of, like, the internet is making everything smaller because you can just press a button, click, and buy it. So you have to move kind of fast, got to make something that's different. And it's just that longing to make something different and just want to see other people wearing, you know, supporting Chicago. You know, it's never been a store in the world kind of like us that's moving like us, too. We don't carry no other brands. So everything that you get in the store is made by one of us. And we're in a popular area in Chicago. So it's just like unique, you know.
I always wonder, too, because you guys are also real – you guys are professionals when it comes to the pop-ups and being able to jump in on a trend and get out, right? That's a big part of it, too. But where does that come from, the speed of it? Because, as you mentioned, I had this thought, too, that there are a lot of places, big brands, big corporations – that recognize the power of hip-hop culture and hip-hop streetwear. So they're going to get in, even though they're not from that. But they have the capital, they have the quick name, the designers. They can get in and put a whole page up, you know, at the Gap and be like, hey, everyone buy our clothes. And that's who you're directly competing against. So how do you counter that as Fat Tiger and being a DIY brand?
Our biggest weapon is being authentic. So no matter how much money you have or how big you are, if you're not authentic to the lifestyle or whatever the case is or what you're trying to sell to people, you can, you know, the numbers add up. You can kind of get out there. But people always want the most authentic version of what they're buying. Mm-hmm. And the thing with us is, you know, with that, we're just ourselves. So that makes it easy. It's like a gift and a curse. You know, it's almost like doing Fat Tiger is almost like gambling at a casino. It's like you got to bet big to win big, you know, because it's like, you know, we put it all on the line.
Small business, right?
If this stuff didn't work out, you know, who knows what we're doing? Instead of us being in here talking to you right now, we could be in here picking up the trash out the cans. Right. You know, so we really invested ourselves in it, and we believe that, you know, we believe in it, like, wholeheartedly. And whether it, like, took off or not, we knew that we loved doing it.
Let me ask a final question just about what is Chicago's style. Des, I want to start with you. I mean, is there a particular style to this town that obviously resonates throughout the country, but what is it about Chicago's style that you've been able to tap into to make Fat Tiger work?
That's a great question. I mean, I feel like in Chicago, you know, it's everything here. It's like a big melting pot, you know what I mean? So I think we do a good job with adapting, you know what I'm saying? It's like we can have fun in the summer, you know what I'm saying? We can layer in the winter, you know what I'm saying? Spring, we can put on jackets, you know? And I think just kind of like being all around and being ready for anything is kind of what, you know, what Chicago is all about.
That's a great point. I didn't even think about that. Did you have more options to do design because of the wear that you have to have for the different seasons,
everything,
right?
In LA, everything. Everything is here in Chicago, you know? And I think, you know, just coming from a designer and a creative standpoint, it's like, you know, it's so much to pick from, you know what I'm saying? All of our we can pull from everywhere when it comes to references, you know, and just trying to just stay on top of that is something I feel like that kind of gives Chicago a style
Great.
Sensibility.
Other guys?
Chicago is, the weather is one thing, and then just overall environment. Like, every side of Chicago is like a different place. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's every side is like a different city. It's like seeing a different world. So I think if you just look and just watch people walk around, you just kind of pick up, like, style cues. And I think that those are things that we just throw in from, like, color palettes. to anything. I just feel like people in Chicago, is every side is different, and it's like so many different styles. You kind of can't nail it down to one thing, and I think that's why we're so diverse. What I call them.
Joe, I'll give you last word.
Last word. Shout out to Rampage and for doing a good collab with us, and you know, I think we took something that's a classic video game and put our spin on it, and it was amazing. So the movie is still in theaters. Great movie. Shout out to The Rock. Shout out to the other great actors and actors, and it was amazing.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's always on point. That's good. That's Joe Freshgoods, Des Money, King Rello, and Vic Lloyd. They, of course, are the guys, the partners behind Fat Tiger, great fashion brand and streetwear here in Chicago. You can find that they have a great place in Westtown, right at Milwaukee and Elston. And, of course, just keep following them online, Fat Tiger. Of course, the movie Rampage and The Collection is out. Rampage still in theaters now. I can't thank you guys enough for coming down tonight. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Fun. All right, thank you.
Have a good time.